here to wrap up KER Politics. Jim McKinney is giving us his insights into what's going on. It seems to be all in favor of the Trump, I'll use the word campaign, even though we're almost a year away from the actual vote. We are a year away from the actual vote, but I would have to say the best spoiler who I've seen come along is not Joe Biden, but the best spoiler for Donald Trump, in my opinion, is Michael Bloomberg. Got an opinion on that, Jim?
Yeah, I believe that Bloomberg is definitely a spoiler. This is somewhat of a joke, but I also believe that if Trump couldn't have hired a better guy to actually cause problems in the Democratic Party than Michael Bloomberg. I don't know if they're partnering up on this, but when you've got a 77-year-old billionaire who steps into the race using his own money, he bought $35 million in ads this week. And if anybody was watching football Thanksgiving weekend, oh, by the way, happy Thanksgiving to all you folks out there. If they were watching the football, they saw these ads over and over again. The problem is that the left, the progressives in the Democratic Party, have put the primary so far over to the left to win, to actually have power and to win these primaries, that they're going to have it's going to be really tough for a billionaire, a guy that they're railing, the type of person they're railing against, who self-funds, to actually get momentum in the Democratic primary process. And so the only way that he's going to come out of this as a victor is if they just are fed up, think, okay, well, he's the guy that might win. But the reality is his policies, I mean, his campaign slogan is Revive America. Well, that's pretty close to Make America Great Again. He's not going to appeal to this diversity argument on the left. He's not going to appeal to the extremists. No. Because he does have connections with as a moderate. He may be able to do well in a national election. The problem with that is he's this New York billionaire that ran the city, did a decent job while he was there, but he doesn't represent much of the country, and he's been very strong on anti-gun rights. That's going to hurt him politically if in a national election. But I think in the primaries, it's going to be very difficult for him to actually gain traction with these extreme left primary voters that are dictating the future of the Democratic Party, which I think is a pretty dim future.
Well, I got to tell you, Jim, one thing that I think has happened is I think the Democrats have basically positioned themselves very effectively for the progressives. And the reason I think that's a negative. And the reason that I say that is because Bernie Sanders is still, he's not just waiting in the wings. He's waiting in the wings to charge out swinging. He's a pretty forceful guy with his particular personality. But I have to say one thing, and that is, I really don't believe, in favor of what you're saying about Trump, I really don't, and I do support Trump, Tony. Mr. Irish, I'm just bringing up all of the factors that I think we have to be careful of between now and next November. Now, I think that Ocasio-Cortez and the rest of them have done a very, very good job in terms of elevating the position of the extreme left-wing progressives. And the one place I have to agree with everybody who agrees with me on this one is that is really going to hurt the Democrats, in my opinion. You really want society to go the way that it's going right now? I'm not voicing an opinion on that one right now, but I am saying, is that what you really want? Is that what you really want? And I would have to say, my guess is probably not.
I do believe that they have been successful in pushing the party to the left. AOC, the squad, some of the extremists, Sanders supporters, they made a mistake in thinking that that was a winning method. That failed for both Bernie Sanders in the previous 2016 election. It's failing with the group, but for some, with the mainstream middle-class independent voters in the United States. But they think for some reason their social media mobs that and with this idea that they're going to give free stuff to everybody,
right,
is somehow going to be effective, and especially doing that at a time when the U.S. economy is doing very, very well compared to the rest of the world's economy. So it doesn't make a lot of sense to increase taxes, to do the socialized healthcare system, to open the doors to immigration. One of the things that Bloomberg is actually campaigning on, he wants more immigrants in here. And a lot of the leftists have, you know, pushed for open borders and illegal immigrants getting all kinds of rights of citizenship and support. It doesn't make much sense to make those types of arguments at a time when 70% of the population want to see curtailed immigration, when the economy is doing well, when individuals have gone up in one of the largest increases in middle class income in our history in a short period of time. It doesn't make any sense. It's a losing strategy, and I think it's going to hurt them badly.
Well, I think, well, I have a question for you that may seem to be a bit of an aside here, and maybe it is a bit of an aside, but I know that when I was watching The Five, that the time that Trump Jr. was on there, he brought up the fact about minority unemployment, specifically African-American unemployment. He said it's the lowest in history. Oprah Winfrey gave out the biggest holler I've ever seen in my life, and that holler basically could be translated into, you don't know what you're talking about. That's totally not true. All the numbers that I see, Jimmy, say it is totally true.
And yeah, they are definitely true, and that's what is very interesting to see the left. They don't look at the facts on this. Anna Navarro this weekend screamed via Twitter that there must be these polls showing 34% black support for the president were wrong, that they're wrong. They're polls. Of course, they're not 100% accurate, but that's a huge push from the 8% that Trump got in the election. So, you know, you can pretend and you can think that it's not right. They're listening to their own propaganda and they're believing it, because unfortunately, mainstream media outlets and CNN and MSNBC continually harp and bring up actually inaccurate numbers and inaccurate facts. And if you believe that, then that just is going to seal the failure of the progressive left. It's just going to seal it. And, you know, you got to look at numbers and facts. So, hey, I did want to make one comment because we do have breaking news from today.
Yes, we did. I was going to bring that up. Go ahead, though.
Yeah, we have this attack in London, terror attack, which shows that terror's not dead. But I will say that it is dying. You have much fewer coordinated large-scale attacks in this last year than you had in the previous years. In fact, 2014 to 2016 were the largest numbers of attacks and people killed by terror attacks from ISIS in Europe ever, from 2014 to 16. And we've had a significant reduction in those types of large-scale coordinated attacks. They don't have a place to hide. They don't have the resources that they have. They have less training facilities. And this is directly the result of a better, smarter push by the Trump administration. And then, of course, his trip to Afghanistan yesterday, surprise trip, very influential, restarting talks with Taliban, committing to continued reduced U.S. presence in Afghanistan, but ensuring that he holds steady on that. You add all these different things up with the polling, you add it up with the lack of transparency in the impeachment process and the no poll numbers going away. And of course the black poll numbers, you see Bloomberg splitting the Democratic Party. It actually has turned out to be a pretty strong week for the president and the administration.
Jim, let me ask you a question. We're going to be doing this every week, kind of wrapping up both facts and our opinions on subjects that are going on as they directly affect the Trump campaign. Where do you think we're going to be at Christmas? And let's say, do you think that by Christmas the polls are going to change significantly in terms of going in a favorable direction for Trump? We've only got 20 seconds, man, so I can only get a yes or a no, and we'll talk about why you're saying that in editorials this week.
Yeah, I just believe that you're going to continue to see attacks on the president no matter what from the extremists on the left. So you don't know how it's going to turn out, but he's been standing up to it. So.
Well, let's see what Santa Claus brings down the chimney. You guys have a great week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.